Counselor Therese Heline of Appleton East High School says more seniors are considering putting off college for a year to work, looking at less expensive schools or ones closer to home so they can live with their parents, or simply scrimping to cover costs. Heline says many families weren't expecting such a troubled economy.
Lots of parents have been laid off. Lots of parents who planned for college and put money aside are now saying, wow, I have about 60% of what I used to have because their stocks and some of their savings aren't worth what they were worth before. And so maybe where the student didn't think they were going to have to work and maybe they had saved enough money for 4 years of college, their parents are telling them, maybe two.
Meanwhile, Rolf Wagenke of the Wisconsin Association of Independent Colleges and Universities says aspiring college students shouldn't quit or settle for less just because of the economy.
Our concern is that the people are going to give up without even trying, not realizing that, one, the federal government has preserved the federal guaranteed loan program and the direct lending program, but two, in the case of private colleges, that we are maintaining our commitment to privately funded financial aid. Over 90% of students attending a Wisconsin private college receive financial aid.
Wagenke says such aid is usually 75% grants, 25% loans. Most students won't know specifics on their financial aid package until at least a week after a college accepts them, usually by April 1st. They'll then have to enroll by May 1st. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.